WJTL Addison Road, This Little Light of Mine. Love that song, Mercy Me Almost Home. Prior to that, good morning, it's 8:35.
Hey, good morning, friends. How are you today? Hope you're doing well. Hey, you can join us Tuesday, December 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. for our WJTL Christmas open house drop-in. It's a time to pop in, say hello, see the studio. It's always decorated for Christmas, really cute. Enjoy Chick-fil-A cookies, and then you can drop off your end of year donation as well. We hope to see you on that Tuesday. It's going to be fun.
And we're celebrating Thanksgiving by talking with Lisa and our friends at Water Street. Good morning once again to you, Lisa Landis.
Hey, good morning to you, Fred and Annie. Great to be a part of the morning show this morning. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, we love having you.
I remind you that. Yeah, I did not need to set 3 alarms, so I just want to remind you about that. And it's been kind of fun because Jack Crowley, who's been hanging with us here since 6 o'clock this morning, he's not used to waking up this early either, so we were kind of able to you know, slowly wake up here as part of the morning show. But no, it really, really is great to be talking with you guys on the radio during this morning commute. Now, we've been talking with Jack a lot about tomorrow's Thanksgiving feast, but Jack, let's jump to December 11th because there's another very special meal. And also talk about that meal and talk about how you're working Advent into what you do here this weekend, the first weekend of Advent.
Yeah, well, the reality is the holidays are such a hard time for people who are experiencing homelessness and for our guests here. Even as they're seeing progress and their lives are turning around, holidays can be a tough reminder. And so we really try to come alongside of them during the holiday season and do something different. So throughout Advent, we really lean into the preparation of our hearts around the Christmas season. So each week we lean into those Advent themes, hope, joy, peace, and Christ. And each week we have lots of different activities. And every Monday at lunch, we introduce the theme and the staff get involved with the guests and doing little dramas and presenting on it, and just trying to build a sense of understanding the season in a different way, and maybe traditions that don't necessarily take you back to those feelings of home, but remind you of the hope that you have. And so one of those themes is joy, right? And so on December 11th, the week where we're celebrating joy, we do the Feast of Joy, which is an amazing night. And Wegmans has been our partner. This will be their second year to come in and just lavish this incredibly joyful feast for our guests. And it's everything from, you know, carving stations with prime rib and seafood and all kinds of amazing things. They just go all out. We decorate the dining hall like a high-class restaurant and just love on our guests in a really special way.
Now, do you need volunteers for that? No, no. You already have probably everybody set for that day.
Yeah, we have volunteers in place, and Wegmans really comes. They bring a whole bunch of their staff to help out that night. So it's a really special night. We want the community to know the heart of Water Street, because you've invested and supported us through the years, through the extra give and through your monthly giving, to enable us to really love your neighbors who are experiencing homelessness in a special way during the holidays. So pray for us on that day. Pray that that day and the Feast of Joy would really give a glimpse of the joy that we can have in our walk with Christ and in the hope that we have in Him. That's what we want. We don't want them to just experience a great meal, but to understand that God loves them and that the community loves them as well.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And now tomorrow, people can stop by if they'd like to be a part of the fun tomorrow.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving, we open the doors from 12 to 6. Our guests are here and you can get 2 meals during that time and just enjoy the way we do it at home for Thanksgiving, where it's kind of you're eating all day long and just hanging out and fellowshipping with family and friends. That's what tomorrow is here at Water Street as well. So from 12 to 6, it's open for the community and for our guests. And so if you don't have a place to go for Thanksgiving tomorrow and you want to come join and feel a part of something, come on down and join us.
And again, WSM, right? Yeah, look at that, WSM.org for more information. And I'm going to send it back to you, Fred.
Thank you so much, Lisa. We love the reports that we've been hearing. Lisa's going to have another one for us coming up at about 8:50. On the way, more music, Planet Shakers and Crowder coming up.